This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are about 2.5 million veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Post-9/11 veterans is the phrase you hear a whole bunch. They have survived, they've come home, and most have gotten out of the service, which is, for some of them, where their problems started. Tens of thousands of soldiers have been discharged from the Army since 2001, with classifications that can mean they are not eligible for veterans benefits, valuable and expensive benefits. The Army does have a process that veterans can use to appeal to change their military records, but Alyssa Figueroa from Fusion reports that things rarely work out in their favor.
Chuck Luther went to war in 2006. 2 months into his deployment in Iraq, an IED killed 4 men in his unit. Soon after, a mortar blast left him partially deaf. Luther started to unravel.
I couldn't control my emotions. I would get upset, I would get angry, I would get mad. I felt like everybody was out to get me.
That's when, he says, the real battle began, this time with the Army. Luther was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, but it was soon changed to a personality disorder, which the Army said was pre-existing. He was kicked out of the military without benefits. Luther applied to overturn his discharge, seeking medical coverage for combat-related PTSD. The only place he could do that was the Board for Correction of Military Records. He says the Army seemed determined to deny him.
That doesn't work. It's broken. It's already a rigged system.
The board's mandate is to correct errors or injustices on a veteran's record. Sarah Burkaw is the director.
We can look at an unintended consequence of something the Army is doing and try to correct that.
But lawyers who bring these appeals, like Raymond Tony, say that rarely happens when the change could cost the Army money.
If granting an application would require the Army to pay somebody, for example, a lot of back pay or disability retirement pay, that's a strike against the applicant.
A really big strike. Fusion reviewed thousands of decisions from 2001 to 2012 where veterans appealed discharges similar to Chuck Luther's. About 2% were granted a medical evaluation that could result in getting benefits from the Army. Burkaw says the Army considers these kinds of requests carefully.
We take a lot of time to look at the evidence that's provided. We look at each case on its individual merit.
But some lawyers don't agree.
The boards do not fairly consider the cases that are before them.
Tom Moore is an attorney with the National Veterans Legal Services Program. He says his team of pro bono lawyers bring strong cases that are almost summarily denied by the board.
The system's not designed to fix these problems.
The board is composed of a panel of 3 senior-level civilian employees of the Army. Moore says they're chosen because they're highly respected and competent.
I'm sure many of them are well-meaning and capable of making good decisions, but the system does not allow them to do that because there's an impetus to push these cases through quickly.
Congress mandates the board decide all cases within a year and a half, so each meeting lasts about 5 hours, and board members decide about 80 cases. That's an average of less than 4 minutes per application, even though some, like Chuck Luther's, are hundreds of pages long. Board members are given a case summary and a recommended decision by an Army analyst who's reviewed the application.
You know, for the board to really work, you have to be able to force the board members to consider the applications, to consider the facts, all the pertinent records.
The board's decisions can be challenged in federal court, but lawyer Raymond Tony estimates that happens about 1% of the time.
In part because it's very expensive and it's a very daunting undertaking, frankly.
Burkaw says the board does the best it can with the resources it has.
We want to get it right. Above all else, we want to make sure that we give these soldiers, veterans, and their family members the best opportunity to get that justice that they're looking for, and to also make sure that our Army records are as correct as they possibly can.
Chuck Luther doesn't think they got it right by him. He was denied by the Board for Correction of Military Records twice, even though he believed he had a strong case.
You don't expect the very agency that wronged you the first time to admit that they wronged you and fix it.
Luther's given up fighting his case. Today he works with soldiers at Fort Hood, trying to resolve issues before they end in a bad discharge. I'm Alyssa Figueroa for Marketplace.
Alyssa's story was produced for us by Fusion. That's a partnership of ABC News and Univision.